This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Forces of the U.S.-backed Northern Alliance are trying to coax Taliban troops out of one of their last strongholds in Afghanistan, the city of Kunduz. Northern Alliance leaders began an assault on the city yesterday, but the front line is quiet for now. A Northern Alliance officer named Ahmed Khan contacted a Taliban commander by radio today and tried to talk him into surrendering.
Talib.
NPR's Steve Inskeep has been touring the front lines outside Kunduz. There were reports yesterday that the Taliban in Kunduz had agreed to surrender. What happened?
There were some negotiations yesterday, Bob. General Rashid Dostum, one of the senior Northern Alliance commanders, hosted several leaders from the city of Kunduz, religious leaders, military leaders, and at one point during the day yesterday, the Northern Alliance announced that in fact they had reached an agreement to arrange the surrender of the city. The senior mullah of Kunduz, Mullah Fazel, in fact agreed to surrender the city, but it appears that he could not bring everyone else along with him. There's another mullah in Kunduz who was reluctant to surrender, and you have this question not just of native Afghans who would like to surrender, who could get out of Kunduz and effectively go home, but also this question of the foreign Taliban, these people from other countries who've come here to fight and who would now face a terrorism trial and possibly an execution if they're captured. They could not work out the details, and so we ended the day yesterday not with a peaceful surrender, but with something of an assault. The Northern Alliance advanced in at least a few places on Kunduz. There was substantial shooting toward the end of the day. The offensive has since, at least for the moment, ground to a halt, and there's very little firing now, but the Northern Alliance says it is preparing to assault the city again.
Do you have a lot of defections among the Taliban?
Well, that's interesting. We were just listening to that conversation between a Northern Alliance, a low-level commander and a low-level Taliban commander. The essence of it was the low-level Taliban commander was essentially saying, there is a senior person in the Northern Alliance that I know, that I trust. Can you get him on the radio for me, please? Because I would like to arrange to surrender myself and my 100 men. Even as the broader negotiations have, at least for the moment, failed, you have individual low-level Taliban commanders attempting to cut their own deal and get themselves and their individual men out of Kunduz. And we're seeing a few hundred of those defections each day.
Now, what's going to happen to those foreign fighters who are alongside the Taliban?
Still the unanswered question, and the word that we have is that is the question that caused the negotiations to break down. You had one mullah, an Afghan mullah, who was willing to surrender the entire city and leave the foreigners to their fate. They would be put in some kind of an internment camp until their fate was decided at some later date, but that was not acceptable to other Afghans and presumably not at all acceptable to the foreign Taliban themselves. They would like a guarantee of some kind of safe passage out of this city and out of this country if they're going to surrender. And that is just not resolved. The Northern Alliance is not willing to do that. The United States is not willing to give them that either.
Is the U.S. still bombing Kunduz?
Today there was very little bombing, at least in areas that we could see and we could hear during the time of these negotiations. But after the negotiations broke down yesterday afternoon, you very quickly after that, you had the B-52s arriving overhead. You could see the white contrails of the jets as they went by, and you could see and hear and in fact feel the tremendous explosions as those aircraft were striking Taliban positions yesterday. And we had more airstrikes again today. The B-52s have been out performing these long, lazy ovals over the battlefield, simply circling around again and again. I can hear the rumble of a B-52 in the distance now, as a matter of fact, Bob. And as they make these long ovals, every once in a while, they're dropping a few bombs on the hillsides on Taliban positions overlooking this valley that is the center of the battlefield.
NPR Steve Inskeep near Kunduz.